A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we seek to give you simple principles that can help you transform your life, transform your community, and ultimately transform the country. I'm your host. My name is Andile Maphosa. And today we are going to be talking about one of the campaigns to be coming out of Heartlines, the Fathers Matter campaign. We'll be talking why Fathers Matter, how you can get involved in this. And to help me in this conversation, I've got Olifile Masangane, Brian Helsby, and Nkosinathi Sicabayi. I'll let the gentlemen introduce themselves, tell you what they do, and then we will get into our conversation. Gentlemen, welcome to the platform. I'll start with you, Oli. Please tell the people who you are and what you do.
Well, a very good day. This is Olifile Masangane, and I'm Programs Manager at Heartlines, and primarily focused on church mobilization. So that's what I do. I'm a father to two, married to an amazing woman.
Mr. Helsby, please introduce yourself.
Good day, Brian Helsby, and I've been working with Heartlines for the last 17 years, born in Cape Town, married, two sons, four grandchildren. I help with the church mobilization and writing some of the resources for Heartlines.
Great, welcome, Mr. H. And lastly, Nkosinathi Sicabayi.
Good day, everyone. Name is Nkosinathi Sicabayi, married to one wife, have three kids, and pastoring a church, but also working with Heartlines, passionate about community development, working with Heartlines specifically as church lead on Father's Matter, working with the three musketeers.
Well, welcome to the platform, and let's slide straight into the conversation. Oli, Father's Matter, it's something that has been discussed at great length in many different platforms, but why do fathers matter?
I think, you know, we can quote statistics and all that, but, you know, from a practical point of view, the presence of a father in the life of a child is so crucial in terms of a child's development. And some of the things that we have actually underestimated is the presence of a father even at conception. For me, I've seen it in practice in my own life, when being there has had such a positive ramification or results in the development of my children. That's not to say that they don't have challenges and they won't trip and fall, they will. But what's been incredible for me is to see my presence being there, whereas my dad was not there, you know, to see me fall and even pick me up. I'm able to be there for my children. And I see just how that recourse and that provides such an amazing support for my children. So I've got lots of stories to tell in terms of my journey as a father. I'm only a 14-year-old father to a son and a 7-year-old father to a daughter. So lots of stories to tell.
Thank you. And Brian, let me bring you in here. Why is this campaign important?
Well, you know, the tragedy is that in South Africa, 60% of our children are growing up without a physical presence of a father in the home. And as Olifile has been saying, that has such a knock-on effect on so many of our children. They are so disadvantaged. So if we can, through this campaign, get more fathers, more men, to be active and present and involved in the life of their children, we will be doing the children of our land a huge favor. Our children need a father. Our children need that presence. If I had to say, are mothers essential? Of course, we'd all put up hands and say, absolutely. Are fathers essential? Well, maybe we're not so sure. But the research shows they are absolutely vital, and we need to do everything possible to get them present and active in the life of their children.
You said 60% of children in South Africa are raised in homes without fathers. For context, that's 6 in every 10. So if there were 10 people listening to this broadcast right now, 6 of them would not have a father figure in the house. Nkosinathi, what do these stats say to you?
I think one of the biggest issues for us as we battle with gender-based violence, when we look at the effects of that, it goes back to the absence of positive presence, as we put it. The number of illnesses that we see in society, whether it be drug abuse, anger, kids dropping out of school. So there's a lot of effects just by the mere absence of a man or mere absence of fathers in the lives of children. We see this ripple effect. And now we're dealing with issues in society that we should not be dealing with, mainly because fathers are absent in the lives of children. So when we talk of statistics, when we talk of all of these issues, we must know that the young man who robs you at the traffic light, the young man who now in drugs, who don't know, who've dropped out of school, teenage pregnancy, you name all of these issues, they go back to tracing that the father was absent in the life of the child. And we see all those ripple effects. We have a challenge in our society. And up until we recognize that fathers matter, fathers and men must be present in the lives of the children, then we'll be able to change the trajectory.
Sure. Let me come back to you, Mr. Halsby. The campaign wants to promote the positive presence of fathers in the lives of children. Positive presence. Does that mean that you're not just promoting presence alone, but you want a specific type of presence?
Absolutely. You know, you can be present. The father can be in the home. But doesn't mean that they are actually involved, actively involved. They go play sport. When the baby is young, that they're helping with the upbringing of that child, the feeding and the changing of nappies and holding and hugging and sitting on the floor and doing all those things that fathers should be doing. But very often fathers don't think it's their role to be so active and well, it's a mother's role to play. It's a mother's role to feed the kid and things like that, not knowing that, again, research shows that that child needs to be in the father's hands, to be hugged, to be loved, to be touched, to feel the warmth of that father. And as the child grows up, for that father to be a role model, to teach skills and values and all sorts of things. So the father needs to be more than just present. They need to be active. They need to be involved in so many different ways.
And coming to you, Oli, let's hear about your fatherhood journey from when you were a child growing up to you now as a father. How has that been for you?
Well, according to these statistics, I should have turned out to be that uninvolved father who does not take responsibility. You know, I should have been delinquent in as far as my fatherhood journey is concerned. And I'm thankful that the opposite has become the reality, where I have sought to beat the system, to go against the grain, to stop the vicious cycle, because my father, having not been present in my life, was devastating for me. He was there, but never there. I knew him, but he never really contributed to my well-being, from schooling to whatever. He was never involved in my life. So I was raised by a single mother. But what is incredibly amazing for me is that I chose to look at men who were inspirational in my life. I started to take some of the positivities from their lives and to say, I desire them. I desire to be present. I desire to be faithful to my wife, and I desire to be active in their well-being and the upbringing of my children. What statistics speak about in terms of the Heartlands research, they speak about this positive deviance. So I fall into that category where the statistics would have suggested that I would have been something else, but I've pivoted to become much more positive and much more involved. So the birth of my son was incredible. It was such a blessing. I was there in the delivery ward. A lot of men do not want to be there when they are, especially in my cultural context. We only want to be there when the child is already born. But to behold that moment when the baby pops and to be in that process in the delivery ward, some of the guys do not want to be there. So I'm thankful that I had that opportunity to be in their lives. And it's been rewarding, Andile. It's been so rewarding for me to have
documented and been part of my son's life from when he was a baby to now he's 13 years old, 10, 14, has been incredibly rewarding. It has built in me some of the qualities of being a father and of being able to impact other young people around my life. You can speak and preach, but when you are in the home, you live it out. And I have seen the rewards of really just living it out because he knows me better than those people that are listening to me when I'm speaking and giving all sorts of messages. He knows me better.
So clearly it has been beneficial not only for the family, but for you as well as an individual.
Yep.
We've established that fathers matter. We've established that we need to promote the positive presence of fathers. But what are some of the things that hinder fathers being present in the lives of their children, wasn't it?
Well, Andile, thank you so much. I think there's a number of factors. I think the researchers clarified some of those because some of those things you assume, but I think the researchers helped us to understand some of these things. And one of those is the concept of the nuclear family is no longer the norm. And I think we always assume that that is the norm. The reality is that that is no longer norm.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Heartlines ZA.